This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Marcy from A Funny Feeling. I wanted to let you know that Betsy and I are taking a funny feeling on the road. We are going to be at Fanex Comic Con this weekend in Salt Lake City, September 7th. That's a Saturday at 4 p.m. in room 151D. We're teaming up with our buds at the Bigfoot Collectors Club. That's Bryce Johnson, Michael McMillan, and Riley Bray. And we're doing a monster mashup panel that we're going to record. It's going to be a podcast. It's going to be so fun. We're also going to be at the Sheet Geeks booth. So come see us at Fanex. You can get a day pass. Go to fanex.com. Again, it's going to be us, the Bigfoot Collectors Club. We're going to be doing a live panel podcast. It's going to be so fun. That's this Saturday, September 7th at 4 p.m. We're going to be in room 151D. Check it out. If you're at Fanex, if you have friends that are going to be there, let them know. If you're near Salt Lake City, come on in. We'd love to see you. And we're looking for people who have stories to tell us. We want to interview you. We want to talk to you. Again, yeah, come by. Check out Betsy and I are going to be at Sheet Geek's booth in the afternoon. Come say hi. Bye-bye.
Betsy.
That was beautiful.
Boy,
I think we're singers now.
You know, a psychic told me that my next career was going to use my voice.
Really?
And it could have been about podcasting, but I really think it was singing. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Beautiful.
Boy, great.
We've got beautiful, angelic singing voices.
Yeah, big tits, beautiful voices.
Big titties, beautiful voices. Triple threat. So it's that time of month
where we get our periods and where we
read your listeners' stories.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We read and listen to them.
So it's an all listener story ep. If you hate the part where we talk about ghost stories, then you gotta just move on along.
Yeah,
sorry.
Find another podcast.
Sorry,
I guess.
Dude. Real
sorry, dude.
We fucked up.
So yeah, this is an episode where we hear your guys' stories and talk about it and scream and sing and have big old titties.
It's a real joy playing with each other's breasts and listening to ghost stories. And just a little reminder that want to, you can send in your paranormal experiences too. You can write an email or you can send us a voice memo. A little note though, if they're 17 minutes long, we will never get to them. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
I can never figure out how to fit it into the podcast.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So if you have sent a long one, I'm sorry. Maybe someday we'll do something with
it.
We will
get to it.
But right now, but 5 minutes and under are perfetto.
Perfect.
Hey, if it's under 10 minutes too, sometimes we can get there. But you know, the longer they get, the less we gotta use them. Anyway, that's just me saying that. So you can send us an email that's typed or voice memo to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. All right, should we dig on in?
Yeah, you ready? I got one pulled up.
Lay it on me.
You ready for this?
Y'all.
Hey, Marcy. Hey, Betsy. My name is Lee. Is it Lee or Leah?
Is there an age?
Yeah.
Leah.
My name is Leah. I live in Central Florida, and I needed to email you to tell you how much I love your podcast.
Thank you.
My best friend Lydia recommended it to me, and it's totally right up my spooky alley.
Thank you, Lydia.
She and I always talk about how much fun it would be to hang out with you two. Oh, thank you.
So nice.
I am currently only about 30 episodes in, so I'm happy to have the chance to binge episode after episode. They just seem to go so darn fast. Your voices are great to listen to, Marcy. You are so very pleasant and witty and sound so much like Karen Kilgariff.
Oh, my God.
I honestly can't even deal.
Betsy, I've heard that before, haven't I?
Yeah, I think multiple people. That's great.
What? Honestly.
That's
a huge compliment because, one, I'm a murderino.
Uh-huh.
We got to get her on.
We've been talking. She's so busy.
She's busy being the biggest podcaster in the world.
Yeah.
And also a working writer and comedian. But thank you. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
My turn now. Yeah. Betsy.
She's rubbing
you
her.
You totally cracked
her big
me
tits.
Up. Oh, yeah. And I just can't get enough of you. Well, thank you. Your guests are always interesting, and I love hearing their creepy personal stories. I am super interested in the paranormal. It's becoming increasingly difficult to find stories that I haven't already heard dozens of times. I wish I could listen to you all day, every day for the rest of my life. That's not weird at all, right? I specifically wanted to mention the Jersey Devil episode. Firstly, because it featured Nicole Byer. And in parentheses, if you're not watching Loosely Exactly Nicole, you're completely missing out. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
You are. Marcy's on that too. And secondly, because the family where that story originated is
the Leeds family, right? Yeah.
Yep. Is part of my husband's lineage.
Oh, shit.
His aunt is very big into genealogy, and his mother's maiden surname is Leeds. And sure enough, Mother Leeds is some far down the line relation. Whoa, that's cool. Basically, what I'm trying to say,
your husband's the devil,
is that my children are legitimately part monster, and that explains a whole hell of a lot. Another episode that really caught my attention was the one about Robert the Doll. Ew, so creepy. Living in Florida, I've had the opportunity to visit Key West a couple of times, and while I have personally not seen Robert with my own eyes, I have been on a ghost tour that told his story and even showed the turret room that he was kept in.
Ew.
Guy told stories of construction workers who would leave in the middle of jobs because they would hear little footsteps running around the room above them, and how people would claim to see a small childlike person looking out at them through the tall window.
Yikes.
That's disgusting. My mother-in-law did visit Robert, but decided against taking any photos of him, even with his permission. Yeah, I would not.
No.
I would never take a pic.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
He just tried to curse you.
A bird just flew into my throat.
A bird?
I know. I think Robert.
The bird? Robert turned into a bird. Is it my cat's hair?
I don't know. Just a little tickle.
Okay.
It happens. Marcy, it happens. Okay.
Guys, don't make a big deal. It happens.
Everybody, it's fine. It happens. I get a tickle every now and then. I'm fine. Unfortunately, I don't really have any ghost stories of my own aside from some weird noises and that kind of thing. But my grandmother was told by a psychic that my papa, who has passed, comes to her room every night, sits on her bed, and rubs her back while she sleeps.
Aww.
As a kid, I thought this was terrifying, but now as an adult, it seems kind of sweet. I'm right. I went through that emotional roller coaster as well.
Just hearing the sentence, I was like, okay, that's nice.
That's nice. She also attended a Long Island Medium live show, and Teresa actually talked to her.
Oh my God.
I love that show.
Oh my God.
I wasn't there, so I don't really know any specifics, but I was so happy for her. My husband did buy me a ghost hunting kit for Christmas. Ain't he great? Complete with EMF detector and a ghost box, but I'm nervous to use it. If I ever muster up enough courage, I'll let you know if anything weird happens. You got to. A ghost hunting kit. We need to get those.
I was thinking of getting that for a friend too.
Oh my God.
As
Let's
a birthday
get one.
Present. Yeah. You can just get them on Amazon.
Let's get one.
Hell y'all.
Okay, great. And then we'll do a session or something. Sorry to ramble, but I think your show is so great. I've recommended it to at least half a dozen friends. I can't wait to binge more episodes. Please come to Florida so we can plan a girls' trip to haunted old Key West. Good vibes from Florida.
Leah, thank you so much.
That was great. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
It's very funny to start off the podcast with just like of someone, a letter that I wrote to us where I just compliment us. Leah, that's very nice.
That's
thank you.
Wild. I can't believe your children are part monsters. I knew it.
You should do a 23andMe and see if any of it is the damn devil.
The damn Jersey devil. Wow, that's awesome.
We do have to go to Key West. One, so that
it seems like it's haunted as shit.
Haunted as shit.
Also, it seems fun.
It seems fun. I know Jess Jardin told us. She told us about her trip. She went for like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they were there around for Christmas.
And a drag queen drops into a martini glass.
What?
I think a big drag queen drops into a martini glass at midnight.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
That's heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
That's great. Robert the Doll is nasty.
He's nasty.
And he's in Key West.
He should go to hell.
Would you go into the room with Robert the Doll?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think I would too. I don't think I would take a picture.
The only thing that would stop me is if I felt something, like if I felt like instinctually not to.
Yeah.
But if you like asking me, yeah, I would do it. Unless
you had a
feeling. My body was like, no.
I don't think so.
Are you afraid of heights or anything like that?
You know, I never used to be, but the older I get, the more I get a little afraid of heights.
Yeah, I remember I was like on a girl's trip to somewhere outside of Boston. Actually, my friend Beth Newell, who's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think we were in her hometown of Nahant, and everyone was going to jump off the wharf, which is basically like a pier.
They're
like, let's go jump off the wharf. And I had a damn panic attack.
Really?
And I was like, am I afraid of heights now?
It's weird because it has been over the last few years. I've become more and more like, oh my God. Yeah. I don't like looking.
Everything in my body was like, you cannot do
that. Yeah. And for your body to go into survival mode and be like, nah.
It's so funny how like in those moments, like it doesn't matter what people and when here for our younger listeners or even older ones, don't peer pressure people into doing things they're afraid of and that they look visibly scared about.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
And if somebody's being like, I'm panicking, believe them.
Yes.
Because a panic attack is it's so hard to describe.
If you've never had one. Yeah.
Like your skeleton wants to jump out of your skin. That at least happens with me.
All the liquid in your body leaves momentarily. You feel dry dust as if you have to, like everything is gone inside of you.
It's crazy. I'll say this. The last few panic attacks I've had have been pretty huge. This is nasty, but I've taken some of the biggest shits during them.
Wait, I took my cat.
Nobody needs to know that.
But they do. I think
it helped me.
It helped you. I took my cat to the vet yesterday for no good reason because I was panicking about something, and he was on the table and he was like, he was just full of terror, and I touched his paws. And his paws were clammy.
Oh,
like they were wet and cold.
Because he was so nervous.
And he was like shedding everywhere. Like big, he never really sheds that much. And it was like big tufts of hair. And the vet was like, yeah, it happens to all animals when they're scared. They just start releasing hair.
Yeah.
That's what, you know what? That makes so much sense that that's what our bodies, like we feel like we want to do. We want to like release.
Yeah.
And animals actually get to like poof.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Anyways, okay.
Mental health awareness.
Sorry I told you guys about taking a big dump while having a panic attack.
Hey, man. It helps. whatever gets you going.
Whatever helps.
Okay.
Okay, give them one.
Ghost story. Warning, long-ass ghost story ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Betsy Buckle and Marcy. Buckle the fuck up. Hi, Betsy and Marcy. I just stumbled upon your podcast after hearing Marcy mention it on Cardition It.
Nice, Marcy.
That's my other podcast on her Cardition It
podcast.
Check
it out.
And I'm obsessed. I grew up in the 90s in Minnesota.
My
parents divorced when I was 8, and we spent every other weekend at my dad's haunted house.
Whoa.
This house had every type of ghost you could think of. A shadow man in a trench coat and brimmed hat. Another separate shadow figure that danced down the hallway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A man in a fishing type getup.
What?
A doppelganger of my father.
No.
Two giggling girl ghosts.
No, this house is like insidious.
And many other unseen entities. The dishwasher, radios, and lights would turn themselves on and off at will. Loud banging would be heard on the walls and doors.
Oh my God.
Door handles would jiggle and turn on their own. Feelings of being touched or caressed in the shower were reported. My father also had an incident where he felt someone crawl into bed with him in the middle of the night when he was the only one home.
Ew, that is so scary.
Okay, my uncle reported hearing two little girls giggling and singing in the basement.
Ew.
One night while sleeping downstairs.
Ew. I hate this.
Also, there was a salamander plague one night.
What?
The entire yard was covered in slimy, slithering salamanders.
Ew.
It only ever happened once. Not positive if that's paranormal, but it's certainly strange. I have no clue. I don't know.
Holy shit.
We're not even halfway done, guys. One sunny Saturday morning while visiting my dad, my brother and I were up early watching cartoons. As we sat on the couch, we heard three booming knock sounds on the wall 5 to 6 feet behind us. Our heads snapped back to look at the wall where the sound was coming from, but we saw nothing. My brother and I quickly turned to look at each other with frightened eyes.
God.
I, being the older sister, tried to be brave and tell him it was nothing. As we turn our attention back to the cartoons, my little 8-year-old brain is spinning. What if the banging noise we just heard wasn't, quote unquote, just the pipes, as I had been told so many times?
Oh my God.
As these thoughts swirl in my head, we hear another knocking noise.
No.
Knock, knock, knock.
No.
But this time it's coming from somewhere in the kitchen off to our left. It's not as noisy as the first time, and the sound is different. Like someone is knocking on the counter, this time instead of the wall.
Oh, God.
We quickly strain our necks to peek inside the kitchen with lightning speed to catch whomever or whatever is making that noise. Again, there is nothing there.
What?
Once again, I pretended to be brave and tell my brother it's nothing.
Oh, no.
My heart is thumping in my chest and there are butterflies in my tummy as the familiar anxiety takes hold of me.
Oh, my God.
I tuck myself up into the couch in a ball, not wanting my legs to dangle off the side.
Yeah, no, something's going to grab them.
I no longer feel safe. Nothing is to be trusted.
Oh,
knock,
my God.
Knock, knock. We hear the noise again.
No.
This time it's coming from the dining room.
Jesus Christ.
I can tell the noise is coming from the wooden dining table this time. I can see the entire table from where I'm sitting, and there's nothing on the table that should be making that noise. No one except me and my brother are awake. There's no logical reason for this knocking noise that is moving around us. Just then, I realize the knocking sounds have been moving in a big circle around us. If this invisible entity is to move any closer to us, the next logical place for it to knock would be on the coffee table sitting less
Jesus
than a foot away.
Christ.
No sooner than that idea crossed my mind did we hear knocking from, you guessed it, the damn coffee table.
Oh, fuck. This should be a movie. This should be in a movie.
It's so scary.
It's so fucking horrifying.
A movie about divorce, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a rom-com.
A rom-com. It's like Daddy's Home, but
Daddy's
he's a ghost.
Yeah.
I flip over the back of my couch in a reverse somersault-like motion and run at superhuman speed to my father's bedroom.
Oh.
In a panic, I completely left my 3-year-old little brother behind to fend for himself. Luckily, he wasn't too far behind. We sneak into our father's room and quietly lay on the floor. Oh, our dad would have been super pissed if we woke him up early on a Saturday morning, even for a ghost. In our commotion, we wake up our sister, who is already sleeping on our dad's floor. Oh. Us three kids always slept on his floor when we were visiting. We also used the bathroom together. That's how terrified of ghosts we were.
Oh.
So we quietly whispered what just happened to our sister. As we're telling her the story, something catches our eye.
No, I got chills.
We can see a black shadow under the small space between the bottom of the door and the plush carpet.
No.
This black shadow is pacing back and forth in the hallway.
No.
Just on the other side of the door.
I have so many chills.
I don't remember what happened after this point. Somehow the rest of that memory has been lost with time.
Jesus Christ.
But I know for sure we didn't open that door. Sorry for all the rambling, but I hope you enjoyed my story.
No.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts and jokes on it. Much love, Heather in Minnesota.
Holy shit,
Jesus.
Heather. That is so goddamn scary.
Oh my God. Also,
that fucked me up.
Look, Dad, if you're going through a divorce and you want to be the favorite parent, you can't get mad when your kids wake you up
you
about
can't
ghosts.
Rent a haunted place.
Yeah, Dad.
Come on, Dad.
Work things out with Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get her back.
Go get her back.
And move back into our house.
Whoa.
That's so scary.
That should be in a movie.
Yeah.
That knocking thing is so goddamn scary.
Oh, my God.
And it getting closer and go, oh, my God.
Also, Heather in Minnesota, I want to hear more stories about the shadow men and all that.
Yeah, the dancing shadow figure down the fucking hall. Giggling girl. This house is nuts. This house is like Halloween horror nights.
I wonder what the hell was going on in there.
I know. Yeah.
Also, I have a very firm belief that shadow men are not ghosts.
What do you think they
are?
Some
other kind of nasty trickster thing. I think it's not human. I think it's worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
really?
Why they all look the same.
Whoa.
With, like, the hat
like
and the
demon?
Cloak. I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think it's human.
Whoa.
Because people report them and they all, like, they report them all as, like, this shadowy figure that was really tall with a brimmed hat. And it's like, no fucking way.
That's wild. Ew.
Unless that was just such a popular style, I guess, and everyone had an uncle with a brimmed hat.
I mean, Curious George.
I didn't.
The man with the yellow hat.
Yeah.
I think that was a style.
Oh my God, is the man in the yellow hat
the shadow man?
Oh, fuck.
That's the shadow man, is the man in the yellow hat. Whoa, that was so scary.
Also, it made me think, like, you know, three-year-olds don't get enough credit because they can, you know, like, you think they're babies, but then they can run and hide and, like,
yeah,
they fucking know what's
they
up.
They know what's going on.
I'm not a baby. I'm a big boy.
Yeah, I have a three-year-old niece and she constantly is like, I'm five. It's like, no, you are.
I'm 21 and I can drink.
Yeah. No. And I got wasted with her at Disneyland. It was
she
awesome.
She told me.
Yeah, she told me she was 21, so I said, okay.
Look, all I can do is believe a girl when she tells me she's old enough.
Hey, right? I believe her. That was great. You ready for a nutter?
Give me that nutter.
Okay, here's a nutter. Hi, ladies. I love the podcast. You two keep me cracking up at my desk at work.
Yay!
Well, thank you for listening. I have a few stories to share, and I'll try to keep them short. I hope you find them spooky.
Wee, 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 wee.
Okay. Excuse me.
Ahem.
Excuse me. Okay.
Blurp.
Okay. My family has had a few weird experiences when my maternal grandpa and grandma have passed away. My grandpa passed away in a hospital when I was in sixth grade. I was not in the room, but the story goes that right before he passed, he looked up in front of him and said, "Mom, Mom," as if he saw something appear in front of him and passed right after that. Oh, when my grandma passed away in 2015, she was in her home with my mom, my mom's brother, his wife, and adult son. They were expecting my dad to arrive at the house soon, so when they heard the front door and a man's voice, they thought it was him. My mom and aunt went to check, but no one was there, so they returned to my grandma's room. They heard the door again, as well as the man's voice. This time, it was my uncle and his son that left to go check, but once again, there was no one there.
Whoa.
After they left my grandma's room, she passed away. My uncle handled her sickness and passing much harder than my mom did, so it was as if she waited for him to leave the room before she went. We like to believe that the man they were hearing was my grandpa, who passed away years prior, returning to their home to pick her up.
Aww.
Fast forward to now. My son is almost 3 years old, and I was newly pregnant with him when my grandma passed away, so he never had the opportunity to meet her. He has a lot of similar traits with my grandma and acts silly and spunky in the same way she did. Sometimes he will say that there's a lady in the entryway at our house. Also, before he was able to talk, there would be instances of him staring at literally nothing, and he would just start smiling and get excited.
Get out of here.
My parents now live in my grandma and grandpa's house, and there have been times where he sees the lady in different rooms. In different rooms also. Sorry, I read that terribly. We like to believe that it's my grandma. That's absolutely
nice. Yeah.
The other night, though, my son told me, the lady is coming. Oh, God. I asked him where she was, and he responded, in the entryway. He came by me in our kitchen, glanced in the entryway, and said, she's scary. I told him he needed to tell her, this is my house, please leave.
I love that she was like, okay,
take care of this.
Okay, baby, you need to go tell that lady.
He began to yell this towards the entryway a few times. I asked him if she was still there, and he calmly said, nope, she left. Whoa, that's about all I have for now. I hope these gave you chills like they do to me, Mariah.
Wow, that was...
Oh, my God.
Baby, tell that ghost
to leave. She's scary. Ew, that is... I don't think that was Grandma.
No.
I think the other ones, the other instances...
Unless, like, I have heard... On one of my a podcast I used to listen to.
There are scary grandparents.
That like a podcast I used to listen to. I haven't in a while, but I don't have a particular reason other than like sometimes I get obsessed with things and then move on.
Yep.
I hear that. Psychic teachers, Deb, one of the psychics, would talk about how her and Deb was much, much older, like late 60s or she had like a voice that sounds like an old lady. I don't know.
Okay.
But she would talk about how her parents would visit her and that one, like the first few times her dad came to visit, it was very scary because he looked like he did when he died.
Oh.
And she just told him, Daddy, that's too scary. You have to come in a different way.
And then he
started coming as a younger person.
Oh my God.
So I guess
so maybe
it could be your grandma not knowing that she needs to come in a different form.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking because he had seen this lady.
Yes.
Before, but it could have been a different lady too.
Oh, that's true.
And the she's coming. Ooh.
She's coming.
I will never have. First of all, I'll never have kids. Anyways, if I had a kid who started saying shit like that,
I would bury it in the ground and pour salt over the grave. What would you do?
I'm sorry, what, Marcy?
Buried in the ground, pour salt over the grave.
You know, I would
the earth where it was buried. Yes,
I was gonna say I would just hug him.
Nope, buried in the ground, salt the earth.
Okay,
so that nothing can grow there or live again.
God, that's so spooky. That was very good. Thank you, Mariah.
Spooky to kooky.
It's spooky.
All right, I will read
chills,
one now.
Baby, chills.
Okay, this is story from Mexico.
Ooh.
Hi, Marcy. Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
First of all, great podcast. It's amazing. Thanks for making my job time funnier. I'm from Mexico. Arriba, Mexico. I wouldn't do an accent because I'm woke.
Good.
I'm from... I listen at you guys every day. Well, I haven't missed a show since the last 3 months. Sometimes
nice.
I even repeat episodes. Huge fan, LOL. Well, here's my story. You know, Mexico has some great ghost stories. La Llorona, El Charro Negro, El Chupacabras. Stories from all sizes and types is amazing. I have never feel more sorry. Sorry if I read this as it's written. Is that okay? That I just, I'm trying to like, but there's a little like grammatical, but
oh,
it's
yeah.
mostly great though. I've never felt more scared from those stories. Ones like this make me feel. 2 years ago, I was in Huaca. Is that right?
I think so, with an X.
Yeah.
I think so.
One of the greatest and coolest states of Mexico.
Awesome.
On my vacations. In Huaca. Huaca?
I think so.
Yeah. There.
You can keep asking me and I'll keep just saying.
I just wasn't even sure if I said it the same way twice. Sorry. Okay. There are two old and far away towns. People even still move on horses and Whoa. Leave their doors open because it's so quiet and peaceful, but old too. My grandmother was born there. Also one of my aunts. She told me and my cousins, brothers, and now my fiance that one day when she was a child, her mom sent her here to ask for some salt to her auntie. So send her to her aunt's to ask for some salt 2 blocks down from her house. So she and her brother went to the auntie's house and she said it was just another common day, but they felt something was wrong when they knock and what? knock on the door. And no one answers. So auntie was an old woman. And at this time it was almost 7 o'clock. So she, where she was supposed to be. Also, she lives alone in that house.
Oh.
They came in, as I said before, doors were open in yeah. this town all the time. They start screaming their name when they finally oh, okay. see across the yard. She was just standing staring at them.
No.
They said hi, but she didn't answer.
No.
She said they started to feel some cold and quiet, uncomfortable, and Auntie's eyes started to become all gray. So they got out of there running as hell was behind them, screaming all the way home. When they got home, their mom was waiting for them outside of the house. Before they can say anything, she was like, "Thank God you're here. We need to go to the doctor's. Auntie has just passed away at church."
Wait. Oh, fuck.
My aunt says that when they found out about this, they felt something quiet and freezing cold. And when they told the story to their mom, she was like, "Well, how sweet that she came to say goodbye to you."
Oh, my God.
And she writes, "Fuck."
Yeah, big old fuck.
I was so
Whoa.
I was so shocked that I started to laugh, but well, you know, nervous laughter.
Yeah.
We keep on the day like another vacation day. And it's important to mention the house my family and I stay when we go on vacations there is in front of a cemetery.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Outside of the town. Literally, the house is the only thing that has lights the way to get to the town.
Oh.
There's a restaurant, and upstairs the house, they have 4 rooms, a living room, a bathroom, and where we're staying, my mom, my dad, my baby brother, who's 20, and my now fiance, and three of us were staying in different bedrooms, but my boyfriend and mine were connected with a balcony. This night
Sweet.
I was sleeping. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This night I was sleeping when I hear the door of the balcony start to move, and I thought, this naughty boy.
I guess naughty boy.
Oh, I guess they were in different rooms but connected by the balcony. Got it.
Yep.
So she's like, this naughty boy.
This naughty boy.
But then it stops moving, and I thought, WDF, which I think is what a fuck.
yes.
I came out to the balcony and there was no one there. I thought it might be a dream. And when I went back to bed again, it was like passing three hours. I hear the windows start to scratch like they were starting to freeze.
Oh.
It was like the house was scratching, and then my
what?
Bed starts to shiver.
No.
And I go out running, thinking we are having an earthquake
uh-huh.
and that my whole family. And I'll find my whole family outside trying to get safe from the earthquake. But no one was in the living room. I was so confused. Every light was off, and I start to knock on my boyfriend's door, and he didn't answer. Then I came to my brother's room, and I was like, "Man, holy shit. There's an earthquake. Come on, wake up." He said, "Leave me alone, dude. There's no earthquake." I was so confused and I scared and shocked because no one felt it but me. I didn't want to make huge drama, so I passed the night with lights on, and So I passed out with the lights on in the living room
yep.
with a broom in my hand in case
oh.
it was something that tried to move my sofa again at night. LOL. When morning came
what?
And my family and boyfriend find me there, they were really surprised. I'm a really whippy girl. I don't know what that means. Whippy girl. So they didn't a really wimpy, maybe wimpy. I'm a really wimpy girl, so they didn't believe I stay that I would bravely stay alone in the living room. My mom and dad were like, "You should wake us up," but we were glad you didn't. That's what you get for listening to ghost stories in this town. Of course, I didn't tell them the part where I believe my boyfriend was trying to get into my room. So after they left, my boyfriend said, "Hey, did you try to come to my room last night?" "No, I didn't. I thought you were trying to get into my room," he said. "Well, I guess we were both sleeping in the living room tonight, and so we did." LOL. Thanks for reading my story. Wow. We're never going to sleep alone in that hotel again. I hope to hear from you guys. Best wishes from Mexico, Liliana.
Whoa. That's wild.
That was so wild.
I'm so glad that her boyfriend had the moment of like, "Were you trying to get into my room too?"
I know.
Because like, I would have felt so bad if everybody's like, "What are you talking about?
You're crazy.
What are you talking
Liliana,
about?
Liliana, you're
wimpy. And you're wimpy, so we don't believe you.
You're wimpy and you're going to eat a bunch of hamburgers like Wimpy from Popeye."
Like Wimpy from Popeye. "I'll pay you on Tuesday if you give me a burger today," something like
I
that.
I guess.
I don't fucking know. Ooh, that's so spooky.
That was really spooky.
Oh my God. And then of course the aunt.
Ugh. I really love hearing stories from like Mexico and Central America because we'll sometimes hear about them here, but I just feel like, you know, we always say like Catholics have this like automatic belief in the paranormal, and that's such like culturally there's so many Catholics there, so like you just have like this, and people don't deny it when you have a scary story.
Yeah,
like there's not like a, "Oh, you're crazy," or "That's not true." Like there's much more buy-in in those areas.
Oh, man.
I think it's really cool. Let's take a quick break.
Okay. And we're back.
Boom, boom,
good break.
Boom.
Oh, I got a nice quick little one for us.
Oh, giddy.
Subject line, ghost story. "Hey, guys, my name is Madison, and I have a story for y'all."
Wee,
yeah.
Wee, 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 wee.
"So my grandfather had gotten very sick with brain cancer."
Oh,
well,
no.
On March 28th, he passed at 8:30 p.m. I'm sorry. "My older cousin happened to have a softball game on the 29th. She didn't really want to play, but my grandmother told her that she needed to play for my pops."
Aww.
"Well, at 8:30 p.m. on the dot on March 29th, my cousin hit the ball over the fence in her game. Home
Whoa.
Run. Everyone there was in tears knowing that was the exact time of death. We all knew that was a sign of my pop saying he's still here with us. Madison."
Aww.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so nice.
Oh my God. How cool.
Yeah. I
that's
love
that. That's so cool. Of hitting a home run. It's absolutely
I
grandpa
like to think
being
that
like,
grandpa
hey.
Grandpa was behind that ball, pushing it even further.
Angels in the outfield.
Angels
in the outfield.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It was so good.
Ugh, peak Kevin Costner.
No. That's Field of Dreams.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why I reacted like I did.
No. Are those so similar, though?
Because they're ghosts, right?
I know,
in
but
Field
like,
of Dreams.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I guess they're like, hey, this one worked. Let's do another
one.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, this worked. Disney, let's do one with that one.
That one boy.
And that, Christopher Lloyd is in it, right? Isn't he an angel in the outfield?
I think
Isn't
so.
Isn't he an angel in the outfield?
Hey, this is a question for you. Is Christopher Lloyd an angel in the outfield?
I love that
There's
so
no
much.
Way we can find out. We can't look
we
it up.
We will never look it up. That is, I'm... Oh, he's absolutely still there and hanging with
I
you
love
guys.
It.
That's
I love
so nice.
It.
I also love the grandma being like, no, like, play.
Yeah.
He would want you to.
You know, it's really funny. It's not funny, but when my grandfather died, it was like the Tuesday after we had had, this is so like New York and improv-y, the Tuesday after we had... improv auditions for UCB Herald teams.
Okay.
And I had gotten a call back.
Okay.
For that Saturday. And maybe it was Wednesday that my grandfather died, but my mom, like, they were going to have like the funeral. It was Tuesday. They were going to have the funeral on Thursday.
Okay.
And so, I was like trying to book the flights and stuff, 'cause I needed to like immediately go home the next morning. And I was like, should I stay longer? I feel like I should stay. And mom was like, no, he's dead. He would want you, like, you moved to New York to go do this stuff. Like, go to your callback. So, like, I flew in Saturday morning and, like, took my luggage with me to the UCB training center. And I remember because I missed a class that Friday.
Yeah.
So, like, I had emailed my teacher. So, they knew that there was a death in the family. And, like, I had been off Herald Night for a couple years. So, it was sort of, like, a bummer that I was going to miss.
Yeah.
So, when I walked in and didn't miss it, I heard Kate Spencer go, like, she literally gasped that I walked in.
Because
I think she was like, oh, no, that's so sad. And, you know what? I don't think I got a pity placement, but I did get on a team.
Oh,
so.
Yay.
But, you know, there's no better way to improvise than when you're hollowed out from mourning.
Yeah, that's a wonderful time to get goofy.
It was so, like, interestingly enough, I was totally not in my head at all because I was, like, kind of just, like, zapped.
Yeah.
I didn't have any anxiety.
Yeah, of course.
Because I was just like, ugh. I was exhausted.
Yeah. Whoa.
That was so funny.
That's really funny.
Okay. A Cambodian ghost.
Whoa, cool.
A floating head with just the organs coming out.
No, that fucked me. No. Don't read it anymore. That's a god-awful picture.
Well, I got pictured, so.
Oh.
Good afternoon, ladies. I want to first start off by letting you know how much your podcast has saved me from wanting to hurl myself out the window at work.
Ah, yeah, you're welcome.
You guys are so funny and entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any ghost stories myself, and I am a Betsy in the regard. Love the idea of ghosts, but never want to see one.
Yeah.
But I do know, however, a ghost folklore my parents used to tell me, my siblings, growing up from their homeland of Cambodia. This is about the ghost spirit. I'm going to butcher this. Af or Krusu. And it's spelled A-H-P.
Okay.
Or K-R-A-S-U-E.
Okay.
Krusu.
Okay.
Af or Krusu, as known in Thailand. It is a nocturnal spirit that likes to manifest itself as a woman, usually a young and beautiful with her internal organs hanging down from the neck, trailing below the head.
No, my God.
This spirit moves by hovering in the air above the ground, for it has no lower body. The throat may be represented in different ways, either as only the trachea or with the whole neck.
No, my God.
The organs below the head usually include the heart and the stomach with the length of intestine. The intestinal tract emphasizes the ghost's voracious nature. In Thailand, there is a legend locating Krusu's origin in Angkoria Khmer culture. Gosh, I'm really sorry.
Hey,
you know,
we're all trying our best.
It tells of a certain Khmer princess becoming the Krusu in centuries past after having been executed by burning.
Oh, God.
The marriage to a powerful Siamese nobleman had been arranged by this Khmer lady following the defeat of her people in war. She was very distressed, however, for she was in love with one of the conquering soldiers, a younger man of lower status. Eventually, she was caught with her lover, and the offended Siamese aristocrat sentenced her to death by burning.
Oh, God.
Shortly before the execution, the princess got a Khmer sorcerer to cast a magic spell over her to allow her body to be unharmed by the flames.
Whoa.
The spell was powerful, but its effect arrived too late when most of the body of the princess had been burned except for her head and some of her viscera.
No.
Henceforth, the non-charred remains were cursed to continue living as the Krusu ghost.
Oh my goodness.
This spirit terrified us as kids, even though we grew up in California, not Cambodia. My parents would tell us about F and how she would appear at 12 a.m. and grab any child who was still awake.
Oh, my God.
Of course, growing
up. Parenting, man.
Of course, growing up, we realized that this is their way of getting us to not stay awake on a school night.
Absolutely.
But this story still sticks with me to this day. I don't have any kids or plan to, but I will definitely let the tradition live on by scaring my nieces and nephews. Thank you guys so much for reading this. I hope it wasn't too long. FYI, I grabbed a lot of this info from Wikipedia, so you can search it out if you want more info. Love you guys.
Wow.
Johnny. And then he has included some imagery.
Oh no.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Here, just scroll up. It's like one's a drawing and then the other two are paintings.
Whoa.
I'll try to remember to post them.
Ew. That last one. The last picture is
fucked
up.
It's all terrifying.
Oh my God.
Brother.
Oh my God. I'm going to use it on my nieces if I ever have to babysit them.
If you
like,
don't
hey,
go to bed.
App is coming.
I wish I knew how to say all those words just so I would be like, oh, I'm chic and in the know.
Wow. That is such a spooky.
Fuck yeah.
Story.
Too terrifying.
And like the Bernie, oh, the whole, like, man. There's so many of those throughout in every culture throughout, like, forever.
Yeah.
Ancient civilization of just like somebody being forced into a marriage and being in love with somebody else, getting caught, and then just getting fucking killed.
No, it's not cool or good.
None of it is. The olden days were tough, man.
I'm taking a stand and saying it's not cool and it's not good.
It's not cool, it's not good. That's Marcy's stand. She said it.
I'm a very into not murdering people. I'm a very into it.
I'm a very into it. I'm a very into it.
I'm a very into not
I'm
a murder.
I'm very into it. I don't like murdering. Okay, you ready?
Wah!
Ooh, wah! Yes, you are with a answer like that. Okay, here we go. First, I just want to say that I love your podcast, and you both are the best.
Thank you.
I've had paranormal experiences pretty much as far back as my memory goes, and I was not raised in a religious home. We are just weirdos.
Perfect.
I figured I would tell you the last one I had just two nights ago, as well as one of the first ones that I can remember. Okay. So two nights ago, I was watching TV with my hubby and all of our fur kids. I had a moment. I was like, all of our four kids, fur kids, when what I can only describe as a motherfucking orb appeared in front of me and slightly to my right near the wood floor.
Oh my God.
Then flew upwards and past my face on the left side and disappeared through the wall just behind me. Holy shit. It all happened in probably 3 seconds and it was hella bright. The weird part was that I felt it. It was like the orb was taking up space much larger than what I could see with my naked eye.
Oh my God.
God damn. I can't even describe what it felt like other than heavy, almost soupy air. And then that sounds weird, I know. No, but like, I get it.
Yeah.
I absolutely get it. After a few shocked seconds, I look over to my hubby and tell him what I saw. And he said, I saw you flinch, but I didn't see anything. So that was weird. Also, a few minutes later, I swear there was an earthquake, but no one else in my home felt it.
Oh, no.
Marcy, you mentioned feeling fake earthquakes sometimes.
Then
I do, too.
I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
It was my body tremoring.
Yeah. I was like, you need water.
I'm so thirsty.
One of the very first paranormal experiences. Well, my stomach just growled.
It's haunted.
I just had an earthquake in my stomach. The very first paranormal experiences I can remember was when I was 11-ish and my grandfather passed away. So my dad was spending weekends helping out his stepmom so she could move out of her and grandpa's old home and down to SoCal. We are in NorCal. It happened when my dad was taking the last truckload of items he would take from the house. As he got into his truck, all of the windows fogged up instantly to where you couldn't even see out of them.
Whoa.
And the engine wouldn't start.
Whoa.
My dad, whose childhood home, aka the home he was trying to leave that day, is insanely haunted from day one. I can send so many more stories later when I'm not so high. Yeah. Anywho, my dad had an overwhelming and funny feeling, the titular line, that his father was behind it. So he said out loud something to the effect of, you gotta let us go. You've got to let us go, Dad. And within seconds, the windows were clear and the engine started up just fine. I was standing outside of the truck when it happened, and I did see the fog, but being a dumb kid, I didn't think anything of it until my dad filled me in on the rest later. That wasn't even the only time Ghost Grandpa fucked with people. He also sent a construction crew home. Apparently, he didn't want them working on his house. Love, Ashley. Oh. Ashley, that's great. Send us your dad's stories. That's unbelievable, of living in a haunted house.
A damn haunted house.
Oh, my God. Dad's, and you saw a damn orb.
This is a real dad haunted house episode.
Yeah, yeah. That's so wild. That soupy arrow. Like,
I've never heard of, like, I've heard of, like, people seeing orbs in pictures. I didn't, like, I don't know if I recall, like, people seeing them, like, in the moment.
Yeah, right? I've never... Yeah, the only times it's like, oh, in a picture, yeah. Or, like, we were recording, and then look at this orb right when something happens or whatever. But yeah, to see it and, like, feel...
That's creepy.
That's so creepy. I have... I know, I feel I've said this before. I have yet to, like, enter somewhere and be like, whoa,
yeah,
this feels different.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I am a little curious as to what... That, like, I, of course, have entered, you know, just depending on, like, a museum or something where you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to get heavy. But I've never, like... Because I feel... Have you, like, walked into places and been like, whoa, this feels...
Sometimes it'll be, like, almost an anxiety feeling that you get, like, in your gut.
Oh, then maybe I have.
Yeah, like, it'll...
I get that a lot.
It'll feel like... Like, I've had places that feel like I'm about to have a panic attack. Like, that tense, that tightening of your... You know,
oh,
this,
I've
like,
had
the
that.
Center of your being,
yeah,
kind of thing. And then I've had places where... It almost feels like my head's like tingle tickling, like where
whoa.
I just feel like very disconnected.
Whoa.
It's like really funny. Like, it feels like, and this might be insane of me, if I play with magnets, because we always have like magnets at work for like our storyboards and stuff. And if I play with two that, like, you know, when they're opposite, so they're pushing apart, it makes my brain feel weird.
It feels crazy.
But like, it literally feels like tingly in my head.
Whoa.
I wonder if that's a
thing.
You
have a metal plate in your head, though.
Oh, yeah.
So the magnets are like,
but, you know, they're sticking to my head. Yeah. But it is that kind of feeling of, like, just tingly, kind of like, ooh.
Whoa.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm going to read more. I'm going to read more.
Read another one, please.
Shivu play. All right. So we're going to do a little double dip from our listener, Sam Menzel, because he sent us two. And I
should
thought,
we say his full name?
Oops. Well, I'll figure it out. Okay. All right. Hello. Hope all is well. I found your podcast recently, and I've been powering through your amazing catalog.
Woo.
My name is Sam, and I have two stories.
Sam.
I live in a small town in the western foothills of Maine. Every few years, a local legend makes the paper. The lady in white on the main road through Maine Route 26.
Hell yeah.
As most go, it's about a girl that can be seen walking along the road and gets a ride from a very nice passerby and quickly enters the car and disappears.
Whoa.
The article I'm including is a story where it was a young kid who stopped and picked her up and was found by the police. I had an aunt die very recently. She was an amazing, vibrant person. I don't know why I did this. It isn't my norm. I decided to say out loud for her to give me a sign that she's hanging out and didn't tell anyone I did this. She was a very fun, loving lady. So I asked her to have my mom get a hold of me and talk to me about the movie Goonies. Later that day, my mom sent me a picture of her shopping, and the shirt she found at an Old Navy was a Goonie shirt.
No.
That
same day,
another aunt called to chat, and she told me she was on vacation. So she was flipping through the channels, and she watched Goonies all day.
What? I just got crazy chills.
Not very scary, but spooky to me. Thank you for putting out so much fun content. content.
Wow.
Sam.
Oh my God, Goonies, dude.
And then this article is Spectral Lady hitches a ride, then vanishes.
Whoa.
And it's from 2009, but it is a story about a police officer who stopped to check on a teenage driver who was frantically flashing his headlights. Aww. When the cop approached the car, he found a 16-year-old named David who was badly shaken. The kid was in tears and babbling about something happening moments ago. In Poland, which I assume is a town. Whoa. The story David told was crazy but not unique. It was one about this lady in white who hitchhiking along Route 26. Let's see, but apparently David had never heard these stories before.
Okay.
David was driving just before 2 a.m. David was driving Route 26 bound for Oxford. In the midst of all the darkness that collects in the middle of the night in Poland, suddenly there was a gleam of light at the roadside. Whoa. Quote, she was standing on the side of the road near a frozen custard place. At first it was just a white glow, David said. I drove up closer and saw that it was a woman. She looked between 20 and 24.
Whoa.
I pulled over and she said, can you bring me to the church on Route 11?
Of course.
So it says, you or I might have left 100 yards of peeling rubber on the road as we beat a hasty retreat to a safer, more illuminated patch. Oh no, Siri, what are you doing? Siri, stop! Siri's taking over my phone.
Ooh, something spooky's happening.
Something spooky just happened. Siri took over. She's watching us all the time.
Siri's awful. I turned my Siri off. Okay.
Because we've heard the legends before, blah, blah, blah. David did the respectable thing and stopped to help the stranger. The woman in white climbed into the car, tucking her gown in around her. Past the middle of the high schools they drove, the woman in white asked David if he went to school there. They made small talk, but she appeared agitated. She asked me if I could drive faster because she was late for her wedding.
Oh my God.
Those of us who've been around know that when a woman found wandering the back road starts babbling about getting to meet her beloved, what you have on your hands is a ghost.
Yeah, dude.
So David drove on with a curious woman in the wedding gown. He turned on
Guilty
the Route 11
bride.
Where even greater darkness gathers, and within a quarter of a mile he found what appeared to be a church. He stopped between two posts out front and asked his eager rider if she was at the right place. She looked back at me and looked like a regular person. She said, there's a cop coming. Startled by the comment, David turned and looked out the window. Sure enough, the lights of an approaching car appeared as it passed. He saw that it was police cruiser. As he continued to watch the police car shrink into the distance, he heard one final word from his passenger. She said goodbye, and when I turned to look at her, she was gone.
What?
I'll give you a moment to rip the chill from your skin.
Yeah, dude.
David is absolutely sure the passenger of his Camaro door was never opened. And when he peered into the night, he saw no sign of the woman. I was so freaked out, I didn't stop crying until the next afternoon.
I bet.
So how rattled does a 16-year-old boy in a Camaro have to be to speed off into the night and chase down a police officer? You and I, when we were 16, avoided cops at all costs in the wee hours. When he found the officer in Mechanic Falls, David begged him for insight. Did you see anyone in my car, officer? Did you see a woman in white climb out of the passenger side? The officer had seen none of that. Only a kid alone in the car sitting on the roadside.
Jerking off.
blah, blah, blah. Whoa. I'll keep going. It's long, but
that's wild.
That's from the Sun Journal. All right. So you have a second email from Sam.
So I'll just go right into it. Hello, Marcy and Betsy. I've sent you an email before, but something just happened that shook me up.
Yeah.
I work and live in a very rural part of Maine at a residential summer camp year round. It is currently snowy and very quiet. I'm working alone today, just to put it into context. I'm straight chilling solo on about 300 acres of snow. Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm listening to your podcast, and all of a sudden, an intercom phone rings. This means it's a call not from an outside line, but from inside the camp. Okay, no worries yet. I assume it's our maintenance guy just getting in and getting in touch. I go to answer the phone, but realize it's to a line in a locked office.
What?
Still not panicked. He messes up the line sometimes, so I figure he will realize his mistake soon and call the right line. He didn't, so I grab the keys to go unlock the office to let him know. I no sooner put the key in the lock that all of the phones in the 3-story office building, like 15 phones, start ringing. fuck, dude. Now being in an office, we have about 6 lines. So at this point, I check a phone and all of the lines are lit and ringing. Still alone and starting to panic. Okay, I go back to the source of the original ringing, the locked office. I open the door and everything stops except for the phone by my desk. So I go back to the phone and see again, it's an intercom call. I pick it up and see which line it's coming from. No one on the other line, but also no dial tone, which means it was a legitimate connection. So I follow the trail to that line, but in doing so, I have to walk by the basement door, which is never open in winter and locked with a deadbolt. It just so happens to open as I walk by. I immediately lock the door and go find the line that's calling. I go to pick it up to end the call and notice that not only is the phone dead because it's not been charging since August, but it is not plugged in. Our lines are very clearly marked and we are a 110-year-old place, so weird things do happen, but this was one of the weirder ones. Thank you for putting out such a fun podcast. You should totally have a field trip to New England for all the spooky fun. Holy shit, Sam.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
That would scare the shit out of me.
That's so goddamn scary. All of the phones ringing all of a sudden, like...
I would, like, because loud noises scare me anyway.
Horrifying.
Yeah, until I
can't... A loud truck?
Oof. Hit the dirt. Oh my...
Whoa. That is so goddamn scary.
I do feel like that New England area is kind of like the spookiest too.
So spooky.
So spooky.
It's so damn spooky. Kidding me? Horrifying.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. It's terrifying. Oh my God.
Sam, thank you for both those.
Yeah,
emails.
Thank you so much. I love that, like, jilted bride.
Ugh.
Never pick up a bride who's walking down the street, guys.
Unless it's me.
Unless
I'm,
it's Marcy.
Pick her up.
But if it's me, don't fucking pick me up. If I'm dressed like a bride, don't you dare pick me up.
You'll know it's Betsy because she'll be in a wedding dress, but then she'll have sneaks on.
Yeah, I'll have sneakers
on. She'll have
on.
Some Vans.
That's the only way you'll know it's me.
Yeah, no other way.
No other way.
No way to tell.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. These were all wow. such good stories.
These were so great. Thank you so much, everyone, for sending them in. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
We love them.
Again,
so much.
Send it to us. Send them to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. You can write us an email or send us a voice memo. Again, keep it under 10 minutes. If you can.
Yeah.
Gosh. Damn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. What a fun, spooky day.
Oh, also.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Rate,
if you haven't.
Review.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Spread the word. Spread the turd.
Spread a bird.
Spread a bird. And put a thing on that bird and have it deliver a message telling people to listen.
Yeah.
Whoa, my brain just went.
Get a
squish.
Carrier pigeon.
Get carrier pigeon, write a lovely message.
Honestly, could we get a skywriter to say subscribe to a It would take so long.
It would take so long.
I don't care.
It takes so long to just like draw a heart.
You have to pay per letter too.
Do you?
Yeah.
We can't do that. That's expensive.
We can't afford it.
We can't afford it.
Never mind.
That.
You guys just please tell your friends
because
we can't
afford
it.
If you're a skywriter and if you want to write it for fun, that would be awesome.
Thank
Let us
you.
Know. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.